Montreal. New polling results suggest Canadians are largely indifferent to King Charles, and more than half believe his May 6 coronation is the right time for the country to reconsider its ties with the monarchy. The web survey of 1,544 adults released Tuesday by market research firm Leger indicates many Canadians are greeting the ascension of Charles to the throne with a shrug. Only 12% of respondents said it was good news that Charles is now king, compared to 14% who said it was bad news and 67% who were indifferent. Only 13% of those surveyed said they felt a personal attachment to the monarchy, compared with 81% who didn't. The survey found the level of attachment to the monarchy has dropped since the days immediately following Queen Elizabeth's death last September, when 19% said they felt an attachment and 77% said they didn't. Indifference to Charles has also risen in the same period. A majority of respondents said it's the right time for Canada to reconsider its ties with the monarchy, with 56% in favor and 44% against. Anti-monarchy sentiment was strongest in Quebec, where 71% said it was time to reconsider ties. Indifference to Charles's ascension to the throne spanned all age groups and regions of the country, although the new monarch was viewed more favorably in Manitoba and Saskatchewan and among Canadians aged 55 and older. Once again, the lowest level of positive reviews was in Quebec, where only 7% agreed it was a good thing that Charles is king. King Charles's coronation will take place May 6 at Westminster Abbey and will be marked by a procession, a concert at Windsor Castle and other events. While 44% of respondents said they were aware of the event, 73% said they weren't interested. 27% of respondents expressed interest, but only 6% said they were very interested. 60% of respondents said they were not going to watch television or video coverage, compared to 17% who said they would and 23% who weren't sure. Polling was done between March 10 and March 12. A margin of error can't be assigned to the survey because it was conducted online and not at random, but Leger says the margin of error for a comparable random, or probability, sampling would be 2.49 percentage points, 19 times out of 20. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 14, 2023. Morgan Lowry, The Canadian Press.